Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen laundry at any of the appliance discounter 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
Speed Dubs makes buying holiday gifts easy by giving you a free bonus card when you buy $25 worth of their holiday gift cards. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
I hear it.
And that happy tune is your step.
And I hear the happy tune, that's my step.
Life can be so sweet.
Oh, so sweet.
On the sunny side of the street.
I used to. Step on up to the mic and harmonize, Tina. Come on. Come on. Don't be shy.
Oh, no, she's not.
She's not here?
No, she's off
vacation.
This week.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid.
Because it's over.
It's that time of year when families gather together to reopen old feelings. And Silver Bell Records is proud to present A Dysfunctional Family Christmas. This is the album your family is sure to cherish for Christmases to come.
Christmas time, you force a smile. Everyone is joining in the group denial. Folks behaving infantile. Family Christmas time.
Hit after dysfunctional hit. Songs like The Almost Perfect Christmas.
This has to be. Is this an SNL bit?
Yes.
I hear Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
Then your brother yells at your mother. Christmas is ruined for everyone.
Get timeless favorites like Someday I'll Get Christmas Right. I've Got My Drinking Under Control for the Holidays. Peace on Earth Where? And The Daughter's Song.
Presents and wrapping paper, ribbons and bows and all that stuff. Why do we even bother? Nothing we can do is good enough.
And this country Christmas classic.
Every Christmas,
damn, I'm glad you're joining us.
Drunk.
I love it.
I told the children you were not drunk. And I said, Tommy, you're not being bad. It's just that Christmas makes your mommy mad.
You get, can't you let it drop? It's Christmas. What I want, you can't buy me. Fruitcake and shame. And why am I the only one who knows what Christmas really means? And many more.
The mistletoe, it's a 2x2 jingle bell world. And underneath all those extra pounds is a very pretty girl.
Daddy's nose is red and runny. Daddy's voice is gruff and funny. And the only words I can understand are God and Jim and Christmas.
Just imagine. Timeless standards, including the classic Carol of Intimacy.
Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away. Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away. Leave me alone, please go away.
Call 1-800-GET-PEACE
ON
EARTH. Are standing by.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be
come on, sing along if you like.
Go left at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. Welcome aboard. We call it the large morning show in the afternoon because it used to be a large show and it used to be a morning show. Now it's on in the afternoon. So we still call it large. Still a show. Sometimes not a good one, but it's still a show. Glad to have you here.
We've lost a little weight, so we're not as large. But...
Well, you know what? Now that would be a great explanation to people. Go, well, what do you mean it used to be large? It was 35 pounds heavier when I was.
Yeah.
Peon's lost some weight.
Yes.
Dan, we talked about this. You never really gain weight or lose weight. You're always within that same sort of 5 or 6 pound thing.
Yeah, I've lost a little bit of weight.
That's not
and
normal.
Then I've gained a little.
It's not normal for a guy not to get big. Something wrong with you. So, welcome, everybody. We have one more day on the air. And a short day today. We're off at 5:30 today. I know.
What?
Yeah.
I know.
The border war.
Blame it on the bossa nova. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Blame it on the bossa nova. You know who did it?
No, I don't remember.
One of the most irritating performers ever, but I know she was talented, but she was irritating. Edie Gourmet.
Edie Gourmet?
I believe she did Blame It on the bossa nova. Blame it on the bossa nova. Pull it up, Pion. You know the song?
I don't think so.
No. Pull it up. Blame It on the bossa nova was a hit, and became irritating after you heard it about five times. But Blame It on the bossa nova, the dance of love.
Steve Lawrence, and wasn't Steve Lawrence married to her?
He was her husband. I think he's still alive. Yeah, he was her husband. She died a couple of years ago. But there's some people that I call just all showbiz. Liza Minnelli. You know, they never turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here it is. Oh, yeah, that's a big hit. I was at a dance, standing all alone. When he caught my eye or something like
that. I was at a dance.
Told you, at a dance.
When he caught my eye,
standing all alone.
Standing all alone.
Something like kind of shy.
Looking sad and shy. We began to dance. Swaying to and fro.
To and fro.
And soon I knew I'd never let him go.
Oh, here it comes.
Blame it on the bossa nova.
With its magic spell.
Look at that little organ.
Look at Peon. He hates me.
This one.
Yeah.
It's hideous.
Yeah. I like a lot of songs from that era, but this isn't one of them.
Just one little dance, summed it up, and ended up a big romance. Blame It on the Boss. All right, that was Edie Gourmet, was I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
There you go, folks. Another thing you never hear anywhere else. It is, ooh, wow, 4 days till Christmas. Also another sleepy, dusty Delta day. He's not going to ever, I think, miss it again.
Today's the winter solstice or whatever the heck it's called.
Today is also the official beginning of winter. And here's the best news. This is the day that by about a minute every day, the days get longer.
Yes. Thank goodness.
Darkness. Enough of living in darkness. Can't stand it. Mm-hmm. How many nights in the last month were there where you could have sworn it was 10 o'clock? And you look at your, it's 7 o'clock.
Oh, I know.
Or yeah. 6 o'clock.
You gotta be kidding me.
It feels like it's midnight.
Yeah.
You're tired, and you know me. I'm on the move. I'm athletic.
Constant.
I like to keep moving.
Yep.
No, wait. I'm thinking of Richard Simmons. That's who I was thinking of. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
You usually do. It's unusual when you don't. And now, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have a few things here. It's
not going to take the whole half hour.
It's an amalgamation kind of.
Okay.
I think I use that word correctly.
Does that mean group together?
Just a mishmash of. Things. This one is relevant, though, because this is a news story, and there's a video to it. I don't know if, I mean, I guess I could put it on our Facebook page, but the content is, did you hear about this? A woman was at a San Diego Chargers game, and she saw this.
I saw it.
The security guard?
Oh, I saw it. I just watched it this morning. Unbelievable.
How about that? I mean, that guy, first of all. Well, for people who haven't seen it, I guess the end zone is...
Are you going to use the M word?
No, I was going to find another way to
call
say it.
But pleasuring himself.
Yes. So she's right. It looks like the end zone is right behind him. The security guard. He's down on the field. He has a red jacket on with the name of the company, Elite Security.
All right, but unless I saw it wrong, he's like 10 feet from these cheerleaders. He's not far.
Yes. No, he's in the end zone, and the cheerleader. So he's facing the crowd. The cheerleaders, the Chargers cheerleaders, are facing the field.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is maybe, I don't know, 3-4 feet away from the closest cheerleader. And he's staring right at him. And he has his one hand in his, they used to call it playing pocket pool, where he's got a hold of, I don't know if he had a hole in his pocket, if he was just using
Well, let me put it this way.
The pocket.
He's dug down in there. His hand is down his pants. There is no mistake.
And there's an obvious motion that he is doing while staring at these.
There's more than obvious motion. It looks like a little puppy's trying to get out of his pants. His pants are jumping up and down because his hand's jumping up and down. It couldn't be more.
He's at the fair as a taffy puller.
Yeah, exactly.
And he keeps kind of looking back and forth, but for the most part, he's staring right at these cheerleaders. So
this is very recent. This is 4 days ago.
Yeah, it was the game over the weekend. Yeah. So this woman tried calling, apparently. I don't know if she did it at the stadium, but she tried calling the security company the next day. And because it says right on his jacket the name of the security company that he worked for. And she couldn't get anybody to call her back. So that's when she posted this video online. And then it blew up, of course.
Who took the video?
This woman in the stands.
Oh. You can tell it's cell phone video.
Yeah, look, it's not
when
the
you
clear.
See this, and oh, see if you agree with me, Peon. When people see this, you can't believe that of all the people, and he's right, that somebody didn't make go away. What are you doing?
Well, unless you, the other people on the field.
They're concentrating on everything else.
Right, the cheerleaders are looking at the game, you know, kind of cheering. Right. You know, everybody else on the field is doing different things, photographers and different things. It only took one woman in the crowd to zoom in on what this guy was doing, but it's so obvious.
Oh, no,
and,
but here's the thing. I think if he'd had his wiener out doing it, I don't know that people... You don't look at those guys. You just don't.
No.
He's just the security kind of guy in a jacket. You don't even glance
right.
at him. You look. There's too much else to look at. Look at the cheerleaders. Look at the game. Look at the stadium. Look at what's up on the big screen or whatever. And it could not, folks. There's no doubt. He's not looking for a quarter. He's in there.
He's
making Mr. Happy.
He's
dance.
In it to win it. Some people would say. He's not just playing around. There is an obvious goal in mind with what he is doing there. So now everybody, since this thing is blown up online, now the Chargers had to respond. The security company has responded.
This poor guy. I mean, it's not like.
Well, he got the boot already. They said he's immediately. Terminated. But
and it's not like you can't recognize everybody's going to know. Who knows him is going to know about that.
Well, yeah, and they said everything, you know, the screening process. What part of a screening process would that come under?
No, nothing.
If
when you fill out the app, I've never filled out an application where it had, you know, age, what is
pleasure?
What are your previous jobs, and do you have any sales experience? Do you play with yourself in front of people?
While on the job.
Never been on a job application.
Oh man! So I'm not going to put it on her Facebook page just because
I don't know
people
why.
That won't want to see it.
No,
it'll pop up, and they people
no.
that want to see it, they can go out and find it. It's really easy.
Disagree. I think it should be on our page because there's nothing you can't see any.
That's true. You can't see
body
anything,
part.
But,
and look, if a little kid goes to our Facebook page who's three, then they're not even going to pay any attention to it. But we know what he's doing.
All right.
I say let's take a vote. I say put it on, Dan.
I say put it on.
All right. I lose no matter what.
Democracy.
That will be up shortly on the
page.
And
there's a bunch of people out there are going, Peon, put it on.
Yeah, exactly. You have to.
Next thing I have are just a couple random facts I came across. One, I don't know if they do this every year, but the Hasbro, which it's a game company that makes Monopoly. Every year on the holidays, you know, the day before and the day after Christmas, they
hey,
have
can
a...
I stop you?
What's that?
I just got a text.
Uh-oh.
From,
management?
No.
No?
No, no. From, I can never remember his name. He's on before John Carney. It's
Melvin.
Yes. Melvin, yeah.
Melvin Kilrod?
Kilborn. He just sent me a text. And see, this is the kind of a mind and that we don't have and don't quite frankly don't understand.
Oh, he's a TV guy too.
Oh, they're so filthy.
They're the worst.
TV people are bad news.
He says maybe Ian, that's you. I call you Pia.
Right.
Maybe Ian shouldn't keep saying jacket when he's talking about, because you said he had on a jacket. Now, let me tell you something. See, you said it, and I didn't think a thing about it, but people...
Right, no, I didn't even...
People with dirty thoughts and minds, that's what they extract. You said jacket.
He has a big red jacket on in the video. I don't know why
that's all you said.
A big red jacket.
And what did Kilbourne, what did he lift from that? Ooh, jacket. Folks, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
What are you going to do?
People on the air TV here. People.
What's this TKO brought to you by? The Kilcoin Opinion. Red jackets.
Don't plug his.
So, Monopoly will. I guess they do this every year. They put up a hotline right around Christmas where you can settle family disputes. I guess because still every year, I would imagine people get Monopoly as a gift during Christmas.
I did.
They have a hotline set up. So if you come across, because pretty much every game of Monopoly ends in some kind of argument where rules along the way are.
Or to speed the game up, which can last a week.
Right.
You change the rules. You go, okay, let's. If you roll a 7, you get $6,000.
It's one of the few games out there where, depending on what house you go to play it, it's house rules, they call it, where along the way, people have made up different rules. So, yes, you can find that if you get into a dispute.
I can't believe it's still a big selling game. I can't believe it.
I think it maybe still be the top, I would imagine. Probably the top selling one.
It's amazing how many board games are still popular.
And bored is a good word because Monopoly, after about 3 hours, you are bored.
Most of them, most of the newer ones, though, are card based. They're not really, especially ones that were like 5 or 6 people are supposed to play, like that apples to apples.
I'm not a game guy. If I go to somebody's house, this has only happened a couple of times to me, and they break out a game, go, everybody, let's go in the den or family room and we're going to play, and I want to vomit. But the one, Pictionary.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
We play that sometimes. We'll play that, and we have one of those dry erase boards that we'll use
Pictionary is actually fun because it's kind of like karaoke.
Yeah.
People who can't sing trying to sing, and people who can't draw trying to draw.
Oh, yeah.
Next thing I have, these are a few food facts I came across that I'll just share a couple with these. Did you know Twinkies are back? I guess they're.
I think
they were only gone for a little while until somebody else.
Twinkies.
And I think they have their original flavor.
The Hostess cupcakes are back. And
when were they gone?
With the Twinkies, it was a Hostess deal for a while. They were either.
And the food pies are back, but I don't think they've brought back Susie Q's.
Who cares?
Oh, I loved Susie Q's.
But did you know Twinkies were originally banana flavored?
Yes, I did know that.
Do you know why they changed it?
No.
It was because bananas started being rationed after World War II broke out. So they changed the recipe to just a regular flavor. Fruit Loops. I know you really don't know.
I don't know anything about them.
Sugar cereals, but Fruit Loops are a bunch of rings. They're all different colors.
Nut, okay?
Yes, you
I'm
are.
A nut.
No sugar cereal for you.
I used to like Fruit Loops just to have as a snack, a dry snack. I don't like milk on them.
But they come in all different colors. There's purple, red, orange, yellow. But did you know that they all taste the same?
Yes, I did know that.
They're all the same flavor. The purple ones are not grape flavored. It's all just one flavor. It's just called fruit, FROOT. That's the flavor. The USDA makes up rules for different foods. They have to follow the guidelines, for safety and quality and things like that.
I bought underwear one time, tidy whitey kind of underwear.
Yeah.
And I took it out of the box, and it just fell into a bunch of pieces. It was underwear made out of cereal, and I looked at the label. I bought Fruit of the Loop. I made a mistake.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. I made that up just now. Homegrown.
Fruit of the Loop.
So the USDA sets up all these standards. Did you know in ketchup, this is one of the rules, ketchup can contain up to 30 fruit fly eggs. That's the limit.
I didn't know that.
Apparently, I guess somewhere along the way when tomato is made, ketchup is made, maybe some fruit fly eggs. the fact that they even have to cover that in a ketchup standard where...
Don't tell us that.
Yeah.
And tell us.
Blueberries can have up to 2 maggots per 100 berries. Did you know that?
Mm-mm, that's the best part. Maggots. There was years ago, there was a list published by the FDA, and it was what you're talking about. And it had stuff like in every ton of cornflakes, they were allowed, as like, long as when they inspected it, there was no more than 6 rodent hairs.
Or rat droppings or something. It has to be a small amount. But the fact that they even allow a small amount.
Yeah, but
is,
by the time it's baked at 8,000 degrees, it doesn't matter.
Corn. Everybody likes corn, right?
Carn. Listen, Farmer Dave.
Only about 1 or 2% that is harvested every year is edible for humans. So most of that
is for animals.
Is field corn, I guess, which is livestock feed.
Right.
Have you ever seen those tiny carrots in the store?
Yes.
Do you know where those come from?
Tiny garden?
Tiny farmers?
Yeah. They're just regular carrots that they cut down to that size. I thought too that they had come up with a different kind of no,
tiny
it's all
farmers.
And
so, how long has your family been farming carrots? Well, we started about.
Our tiny hands led us to get to. And last one, double dipping. That's always been. People have always.
I don't like that.
But apparently, double dipping does not contaminate food any more than one single dip does. Apparently, that was a MythBusters episode where they did the study where.
I don't, you know what? I don't care. It's still
it's
bothering
disgusting.
Me. If I see somebody reach into the dip and. Take a bite, and then take that same thing they bit off of and stick it. I'm not going to dip it.
Yeah, I know, but it's the contamination is no different. So, but that's all I had.
All right. We turn to Dan Strauss, Dan.
I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I did one great thing today, and it feels so good, and you will understand, Frank.
Oh, man, I can't wait for this.
I went and got my car washed.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
It feels like you had a shower.
I know.
It does.
And the cars, I mean, they were so filthy from all the crap on the road. Yeah. And then when you go get it and you pull out of there, it's like,
oh, man.
Goes faster.
It's like it does go faster.
I know.
It does. And it's quieter. That's been proven. When your car is wet, it's quieter.
Oh, man.
Because little squeaks and things become lubricated with water and you don't hear them.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
No, it is quiet. And it's faster. It's not all psychological. It is slightly, probably not enough you can really tell, but you think you can tell.
Oh, yeah. But, man, it was a great feeling. But there was quite a line at, was it Westport Car Wash?
And when it's that melted, it's a combination of dirty melted snow and that chemical, you don't even want to touch your own
car. No.
You brush against it. It's like a disease.
I know. And you get your sleeve on it or something, and it's all dirty and everything. But
I feel sorry for people who have to dress up for work, like a guy in a white shirt. Touches it. Yeah, it's like you got a shower.
Yeah,
a great feeling. The peon will never know.
No.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Close her down. Shut her down. Segment is officially closed. Today's Wednesday. Which means Dr. Doug will be with us after the 4 o'clock news break. And when we come out of this commercial break, we'd be happy to take your calls if you'd like to talk to us. And if not, I have a pretty interesting list of movie suggestions. And they're not holiday movies. Those are everywhere. They are dog movies. And I'll tell you why and what caused me to go Google dog movies after a word from a couple of our sponsors, starting with Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers, 10 locations. The name tells you what they do. They're in the auto body business, which means they put back together wrecked vehicles. And they'll do it quickly, unless you're Dan, and you're not in a hurry, and you drive around. And you know that I'm going to mention this for the rest of your life, that I used to pull in the garage behind you and wonder, when is he ever going to fix his caved-in van doors that somebody smashed in? It hurt me to look at it, and it wasn't even my van. Most people want to get it in and get it... get it repaired, and then they can kind of pretend it never happened. And that's exactly what's going to happen when Schaefer does the work. It'll be like the accident never happened. They are, well, there's probably one close to you, even if there's not. And this is not an exaggeration. I would drive 100 miles to have the work done perfectly before I would go somewhere close and never be happy with it. Be so unhappy with it that I actually end up trading it. And I've done that years and years ago before I knew of Schaefer. Maybe before they were around, I had a couple of accidents. The bodywork was so horrible that it wasn't like it never happened. Every time I looked at it, I knew it happened because the hood wasn't exactly right, and one side, the gap was bigger than the other side. It drove differently. Nah, none of that was Schaefer. They're very good at what they do. Go to their website, find out the locations, which one's closest to you. Don't forget the C-S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
All right, we're going to get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
I wish you wouldn't have been talking about cupcakes, and I'd like to see him bring chocodiles back.
Chocodiles?
What the heck is that?
That was like a Twinkie dipped in chocolate.
Yeah.
But it was bigger than a Twinkie.
Hey, a Twinkly with a milk
Twinkly?
Chocolate. Oh, yeah, a Twinkly with milk chocolate coating over it? That'd be good.
That was awesome. That was my favorite.
No, I like, what do you call when somebody makes a cake? It's just a yellow cake with chocolate icing. You know what I'm talking about? That's a great, simple cake. Yellow cake, chocolate icing. I'm sure there's a name for it.
Yellow cake with chocolate icing.
Okay, I knew there was a name.
I thought there was a pun somewhere involved in there.
No.
what is bundt cake? Is that the one with a hole in it, or what is that?
Isn't it made in one of those oval pans, and it's kind of swirly inside or something?
Yeah, and it has a hole in the middle. Yeah.
I think I said, does it have a hole?
Yeah.
What do you have there, Tim?
What do we have? It looks like we have an incident on northbound 270 north of Dorset. Now, they've got the camera turned the wrong way, but it is slow south of Dorset right now on northbound Highway 270. We have an accident on southbound 55 at the on-ramp from Gravois. The left lane is blocked right now. We do have heavy traffic on westbound 40 from about Kings Highway. That goes out through McCausland. Southbound 270, just a little bit off the pace now between Page and Ladue. Eastbound Highway 270, they cleared the accident that was at New Florissant. It's stop and go between McDonnell and 170. And this report brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is doctor recommended, and it is backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Beginning at midnight Christmas morning, just as Santa is doing his thing, the Big 550 brings you a holiday tradition, an American Christmas hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. You'll hear heartwarming stories and legends of Christmas woven into the best selection of music for the holidays. The festivities begin at midnight on Christmas morning right here on the Big 550, KTRS.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, weightlifters, you know what vascularity is? If not, don't bother listening to this incredible offer. Because Volcano from Force Factor is only for lifters who are serious about achieving shirt-ripping vascularity, where maximum muscle meets minimum body fat to make your veins explode. If you're ready to build legendary muscle and experience an unreal pump in the gym, we're going to give you a complimentary bottle of Volcano. Get yours before it's too late by texting PUMP to 321-321. Volcano is the professional-grade pre-workout nitric oxide-boosting supplement GNC struggles to keep in stock. World-class bodybuilders call it the secret to ultimate vascularity because Volcano delivers energy, power, intensity, and endurance to give you better drive and performance and faster recovery. Plus, a serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. If you're ready to build serious muscle with roadmap vascularity, get your complimentary bottle of Volcano by texting PUMP to 321-321. Hurry, that's P-U-M-P to 321-321.
Message and data rates may apply.
I finally found a way to make my husband stop snoring. I used a pillow. No, I didn't put it over his face or over my ears. I put the pillow under his head. And now, no more snoring.
It's true. Now there's a pillow that's clinically proven to reduce or completely eliminate snoring. It's the revolutionary Goodnight Anti-Snore Pillow from Nitronic. Now you can try it risk-free for 30 restful nights by texting PILLOW to 321-321. The patented Goodnight technology is a giant step forward in sleep science. When snoring is detected, specific air chambers gently turn your head to reduce or stop snoring instantly without making a sound. So now both of you can sleep peacefully through the night and wake up happy and refreshed.
The Goodnight Pillow stopped my husband's snoring.
Thousands of people are now enjoying a good night's sleep thanks to the Goodnight Anti-Snore Pillow from Nitronic. For your risk-free 30-night trial, text PILLOW to 321-321. P-I-L-L-O-W to 321-321.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables and chairs, laptops and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
Hi, this is Nick with my wife, Maggie.
Hi.
And our daughter, Molly.
Hello.
From the Piccadilly at Manhattan. Well, it's that time of year again to thank our wonderful customers and wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year.
We have enjoyed cooking and serving you for 9 years now, and believe me, it has been our pleasure.
We know that we have the finest customers from our neighborhood and the metro area.
We will take a little time off between Christmas and New Year's. We are open on Christmas Eve for lunch and holiday cheer until 4 p.m. And we'll reopen Tuesday, January 3rd for normal hours.
We'll see you in the new year.
To be jolly.
The Big 550 is celebrating the 12 days of Christmas our way by giving the gifts to you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for that day's $250 gift card from one of our sponsors, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And John Carney will announce the winner the next weekday. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Epic 6 Laser Tag at Sports Arena.
Christmas.
From Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, Epi 6 Laser Tag and Sports Arena, Pro-Am Golf, Yinzer Dental, Westport Plaza, and the Big 550. KTRS.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everybody, from St. Louis Home Fires. You know, the Christmas season represents a great part of the year to stop into St. Louis Home Fires. Whether it's making your hearth warm on the inside or cooking for family on the outside, come into St. Louis Home Fires for specials on gas logs, glass doors for the hearth room, or spices, rubs, smoking woods to take that holiday meal to the next level. St. Louis Home Fires is at 15053 Manchester Road, 2 miles west of 141 on Manchester Road.
Beginning at midnight Christmas morning, just as Santa is doing his thing, the Big 550 brings you a holiday tradition. An American Christmas hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. But have no fear, your regular Sunday shows will air Monday at their normal times. Rethinking Retirement is at 7 a.m. Money Talk at 8. The Financial Safari with Jerry Means at 10 a.m. America's Wealth Management at noon. This Week in Real Estate at 1 p.m. Mortgages and More at 2. Rethinking Retirement at 3. At 4, it's the Big Barbecue Show. Retirement and Income Radio is at 5. And beginning at 6 p.m., it's Outdoors Dan. Don't miss your favorite Sunday shows airing on Monday right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
My bank does not have the word bank in the name. It is First Community Credit Union. On behalf of Glenn Barks, who is the president, from his office all the way downstairs, through the headquarters, through all 43 locations. They want to thank everybody who has come over because they're AM and the PM. And I'm talking, thousands of customers over these however many years it's been, 8 or 9 years or whatever. And Glenn, if you're listening, you're probably not because you're busy when you run a bank, but I am so glad that years ago we were able to get together. And it didn't, when an advertiser comes along and wants to come on the show, it usually takes about 10 minutes to realize whether or not there's something here we could click. You can afford it. I feel good about it. It doesn't take long. And this one felt right away. And my instincts were right, and it's been a great pairing. And they are now one of the three biggest advertisers we have. So First Community Credit Union, thank you. The way the rest of you can help me thank them is you can do what I did. I gave them all my banking business. You may want to start with an auto loan, or maybe once you take a good look at who they are, what they are, and how they do what they do, you might want to move everything over there. It's easy to do. You close your accounts at your bank or wherever you're banking and move them to the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, First Community Credit Union. And a lot of times when somebody is the largest, it means they've kind of lost the personal touch. They've lost that small town feel. No, not these people. It's as if you're in a small town and there's only one location. That's the feeling you get. They're stable, they're secure, and you're not just a customer, you're a member. So a Merry Christmas to everybody, and you know who you are. And a lot of you down in the, I almost said down the valley, but if I say that, you'll start singing, and I don't want to do that. And where I go, Chesterfield Valley, you're not just great to me. I watch you work with other people in there, and every customer is treated with tremendous respect because we're the owners. We all together own First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union, website firstcommunity.com.
That's right. We're going to go to them early because we're off at 5:30 today. You can blame it on the Bossa Nova or you can blame it on Mizzou basketball, but we're off at 5:30. So now we bring you Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are going to be beyond busy this next couple of weeks. That's what happens to you when you crank out great products, great food, and it's run by the right people. They're next door to each other on the east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market, present Mike Evans, everybody.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question, and if you don't want to do this, that's fine. I was going to say, give me your top story or two, and then you can kind of play along with us as we go through. The list I found was the 25 best dog movies ever. I would just take it down to the 10 best dog movies, because I know you love dogs. I love dogs. A lot of people love dogs, and Dr. Doug is on today. Would you like to do that, or you want to do your whole report?
No, that's fine.
It's up to you.
We can just do that. That's fine. I had a great quote that I really love, and since Zsa Zsa just died, you know, she had a quote years ago that I just loved.
Okay.
Zsa Zsa Gabor said, quote, I've been married to a communist, a capitalist, a fascist, and even a prince, and none of them would take out the garbage.
Well, she had another one, though, and I don't think it was hers originally, but it worked for her. And she says, I'm a great housekeeper. Every time I get divorced, I keep the house.
Yeah, I heard that one, too.
You want to talk dogs with us?
Yeah.
All right, the reason for this is I just noticed there's a movie on tonight, and as soon as I saw it, I asked my wife, have you ever seen this movie? She said, a long, long time ago, and it's been a long time for me, but I'm going to watch it because I didn't forget how great it is. I just like to see it again. Before I tell you what it is, though, I found a list of what somebody considers the top 25 dog movies ever. We don't have time for that, so let's go with the top 10. And I will tell you that number 10, and Mike, you can tell me how many of these you've seen. And I know you got Bogey, and you love Bogey. But the dog before Bogey could have been in a professional entertainer, that dog.
Beauregard.
Beauregard was the best. Now, number 10 is, and it should be higher up than number 10 on the list, My Dog Skip. Mike, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
I can't believe you haven't seen this. You make a point. Get a pen right now. My Dog Skip. It stars Diane Lane and Kevin Bacon, and the kid is Frankie Muniz.
Muniz.
And the Skip is a Jack Russell Terrier. The movie recouped its entire $7 million budget the opening weekend. It made it back the first weekend.
Wow.
That's what a big hit it was. It went on to make millions worldwide. My Dog Skip.
Excellent movie.
I'll check that out.
Yeah.
You will.
It's not going to make me cry in the end, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you'll be, you'll be glad you watched it. I don't know that I agree with this one. I don't even know if I've seen it. Eight Below. Has anybody ever heard of this?
Oh, yeah. That's the, it's the about animated Alaskan Malamutes or something. I don't know if it's.
It's not even. I used to date an Alaskan Malamute.
She couldn't speak?
No, she couldn't.
Oh. By the way, My Dog Skip is a 2000, so it's 16 years old. Eight Below was done in 06, so it's 10 years old. And I can't tell you.
I never saw it, homie.
And I think that's about dog sledding and stuff.
It is. And Mike, so far, the one you have to do is My Dog Skip.
Okay.
Now we come to an animated, The Fox and the Hound. Has anybody seen that?
I haven't seen it. Didn't think it was all that great.
For kids.
Animated, you know.
It was okay.
I want to see a real dog.
All right, number seven, Adventures of Milo and Otis. Anybody seen this?
Yes. I think one is a pug.
I don't like pugs. It's the only kind of dog I don't particularly like.
I don't like their look. It's a cat and a dog.
I'm not interested.
They become separated. They find each other.
You better tell me Lady and the Tramp's in there.
Well, guess what? It's next. Number six, Lady and the Tramp.
I tell you, when he pushes that meatball over to her, I cry.
It tears you up.
It does.
Now, I do agree this should be in the top 10. Dan will agree with this. Best in Show.
Oh, my goodness.
Great movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a fabulous movie. Funny movie.
I love that. 16 years old.
Had a little bit of everything in it. Grandpa on top of the car.
Yep. Made in 2000. Christopher Guest is in it. And that guy who...
Eugene Levy has two left feet.
Yes. Mr. Eyebrows. Eugene Levy is in it. I don't know this one. Number four. Boy, it said number four, Never Cry Wolf. Anybody seen that?
No.
Never saw that, Holmes.
They say it's number four. Mm. Number three, Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey from 1993.
I remember that.
I have seen that one.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's a good
one. It's about two or three pets that get lost, separated from their family.
I bet I know what number one is.
Now, hang on. And way to go, Peon. It's about a cat and two dogs. They get left on a farm, and their family goes to San Francisco. And you're right. Peon knows what it is. Number two, I guess I'd agree with this, especially for kids, 101 Dalmatians.
Hated it.
Really?
Hated it. I don't want no cartoon dogs.
No kidding.
No, I hated it.
1961.
Oh, it's just terrible. I thought it was just brutal.
Now, I have number one.
I know.
What is it?
Old Yeller.
You are absolutely right.
Whoa.
And that's the reason I did this today, because I noticed in the paper that tonight on Turner Classic Movies, Old Yeller is on. 1957.
What a great movie.
Now, in the little information block where they tell you what it's about, I'll read that to you. It says it's the ultimate dog film, and it says it taught us the true highs and lows of owning and loving a pet, the responsibility they give you, the pain of their loss, and the memories you would never trade. It takes place in the 1800s in Texas. The dog in Old Yeller is a Labrador Retriever Mastiff mix. And it's a boy named Travis, and Travis at first doesn't like the dog, and then eventually warms up to the dog. Old Yeller protects his brother from a bear. Remember that? Bear attack. But then in this thing, they say, then rabies breaks out. But the interesting thing in the movie is I don't think they ever use the word rabies. Do you remember what they call it? Hydrophobia.
Oh, where it's the foaming of the mouth.
Yes.
Okay. And I think that might be the
Disney movie.
It is a Disney movie.
And Walt Disney wanted to make this movie, and everybody on his board was against it, of making a movie about a dog. There really hadn't been dog movies before that, and he insisted, and he said, it's my company, and I think it'll be a great movie.
Because obviously this was before a Lassie movie or anything.
Yeah.
And it was a great movie. It's sad. But I asked Dr. Doug one time, I said, how come after all these years, I still have never heard anybody say a dog has hydrophobia, which technically, if you break it down, means fear of water. But it's the same, I think, as rabies. And I'm not going to tell anybody who hasn't seen it what happens. But, folks, it's on TCM tonight. If you've never seen Old Yeller, I'm telling you, especially if you are ever a little boy with a dog, and I think it'd be easy to sit there as a girl and still realize the connection, because there's some sort of connection that a kid has with a dog that you cannot explain. And it's not like any other pet. I'm sorry, cat people. It's just not.
No, dogs are completely. And I've never had a dog. Because Dad was in the Navy and we traveled a lot. And I'd never had a dog until I married Cheryl. And
That did not sound right. It sounded like you're calling your wife a dog. He said, I never had a dog till I married Cheryl.
Oh, man.
Well, hey, see, now you've gone too far now.
No, you went too far.
You've gone too far, Tyann. You would believe what he's
talking about. Oh, wow. I like my wife with him. By the way, that's my routine.
I think I've declared it. I know I use it a lot more.
All right, Peon, do I have 1 minute?
I don't know.
I don't think I do. Too bad. I got the other 15 of the 25. We'll save them for later after Dr. Doug. Feel free to sign off, and thank you for letting us do the top 10 dog movies.
I loved it. See ya!
There he goes. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're both in Chesterfield Valley, on the east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. American Equity Mortgage. I have said that name. I should try to get a calculator sometime and figure out about how many times I've said American Equity Mortgage. I know this. It's been at least two or three times a week, every week for 25 years. That's a long time. And thank you, American Equity. Deanna, I don't know where you are. You're all over the place. You're flying around the country because you have locations all over. But you started in St. Louis about 25 years ago with just St. Louis, and now it's the headquarters for American Equity Mortgage. It's simple what they do. They provide mortgages for people who want to buy homes and for people who already own homes, even if the mortgage is with somebody else. If you're a homeowner, they also show you how to borrow money the smart way, the low interest way. See, if it were my company and somebody came to me and said, yeah, I'm a homeowner, but I didn't get my mortgage from you, I'd say, there's the door. Not them. Doesn't matter. They'll still help you, get you out of credit card debt, help you borrow money for other things you need. They are American Equity Mortgage, not to be confused with anybody else. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
All right, we'll get a really quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Yeah, they finally turned the camera. That accident northbound 270 north at Dorset, now on the right shoulder, but you're backed up to Page. And then you've got an accident on southbound 55's ramp to westbound Highway 40. It's right there at the split with Graboy and 44. This report is brought to you by Verizon. Plug in Hum by Verizon for the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Get emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, and more. Visit Hum.com today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Streaming live.